You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
There is a theory out there that many believers think aligns with Bible prophecy. And this theory is that, at the top level, if the Antichrist is really going to have rulership over the world for a certain period of time, then, at a base level, there must be some kind of mechanism or system that enables him to control people. After all, the Bible does tell us that without the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell. But what if the mark of the beast is not an actual mark that's imprinted on the skin? What if it's digital? Here are a few interesting articles. U.S. Department of Homeland Security selects startups to develop digital identity credentials. Around the globe, work on digital identity credentials is accelerating, with the United States the latest country to take a step forward in development. Digital IDs are here. But where are they used and accepted? While millions of Americans have opted to use mobile IDs that can be carried on a phone instead of physical identification in a wallet, many businesses and agencies, including law enforcement, don't yet accept them. What needs to happen next? WEF report discusses digital ID, behavioral credentials in metaverse. A new report from the World Economic Forum suggests that digital ID is a cornerstone in the evolving concept of metaverse identity, expanding beyond traditional digital identification to encompass a broad array of data and new forms of credentials. A further line reads, "For those who are concerned about the growing prominence of digital ID among governments and NGOs like the World Economic Forum, the idea of using behavioral data for continuous authentication might be interpreted as a step towards constant surveillance, where every action in the digital realm could be tracked and analyzed, leading to concerns about loss of anonymity and autonomy. How Tony Blair's national ID dream is slowly becoming a reality. The building blocks for a national system are quietly coming together in Britain. Now, by no means am I saying that a digital ID is the mark of the beast. However, what I am saying is that many believers are interpreting these incoming changes to the world as the foundation being laid to enable a figure like the Antichrist to come and seize control. Because think about it pragmatically. Revelation 13, verse 16 to 17 says, "It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. Without this mark, you can't buy or sell. So that means this mark is tied in with your money. No mark, no money. Now, a lot of people underestimate how severe this regime is. If you're left behind, and if you take the mark of the beast, you have literally pledged your allegiance to the devil. And people may think, well, I'll refuse and just find somewhere to hide for the rest of my days, but this won't be possible because you will literally be unable to pay your bills, fill up the gas in your car, or anything that requires a transaction. You won't be able to do any of that without the mark of the beast. Imagine a world where you have to choose between buying food or selling your soul. Imagine being completely cut off from society and forced to live off the land just to survive. This is the reality many will face. The Antichrist will literally oppose Jesus Christ in every way. If you think it's hard to be a Christian now, then the persecution that Christians will see when the Antichrist is in power will be unimaginable. When the Antichrist will come to power, he will mislead and deceive the masses. The mark will not simply be a means for survival and participation in society. No. This mark will signify allegiance to the Antichrist. This mark will be a person selling their soul to the devil. Now, there's no need to take this message as one of doom and gloom. Instead, let this message push you into the arms of Christ. Today, I encourage you to put Jesus first in your life. We must be diligent in studying the Word of God so that we can recognize the signs of the times and be prepared for what is to come. We must remain vigilant and watchful, testing everything against the truth of God's Word. In conclusion, the world after the rapture will be a dark and terrifying place. I don't know about you, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict me daily, so that I may always be ready, waiting, watching, and anticipating the return of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ.
The seal of God, or the mark of the beast. Every genuine believer knows that we are now in the end times. And as the end draws near, the world will shift from nations, tribes, and religions to two major categories of people: those with the seal of God.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
And those with the mark of the beast.
You are either with God and against the beast, or you are with the beast and against God.
So, what is the seal of God?
This refers to a mark placed on the forehead. It's a sign that a person has received life from God. He's separated forever from the rest of the world. Revelation 14 verse 1 says, "Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads." In this passage, the father's name stands out as the seal of God. Now, what is the mark of the beast? This refers to a mark placed on the forehead or arm. Just as the seal of God showcases a man's attachment to God, the beast's mark reveals a person's allegiance to the beast. Revelation 13, verse 15 to 16 says, "The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads." This verse shows that the seal of God and the mark of the beast would appear on the same part of the body, but with different meanings. The seal of God aligns men with God, while the mark of the beast shows men's allegiance to the beast. But what are other signs to distinguish those with the seal from God from those with the mark of the beast? First, those with the seal of God worship him. Revelation 14 verse 7 says, "He said in a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.'" On the other hand, those with the mark of the beast worship the beast. Revelation 13 verse 15 says, "The second beast was given power to breathe life to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed." The next difference is that those with God's seal keep his commandments. Revelation 12 verse 17 says that the dragon was enraged at the woman and went to wage war against the rest of her offspring. This refers to those who keep God's commands and hold fast to their testimony about Jesus. Interestingly, the commandments can also be likened to the seal of God, as seen in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18 says, "Fix these words of mine in your heart and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads." Thus, the commandment of God is the seal of God. On the other hand, those who worship the beast do not regard God's commandments. They only do what the beast tells them to do. Another clear difference is that those with the seal of God would never submit to pressure to disobey God. Revelation 15 verse 2 says, "And I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire, standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and its image, and over the number of its name. They held harps given to them by God." These people had been victorious over the beast. that means they didn't reject God's command. They held onto their faith. They were strong and steadfast in their resolve to follow God. But what about those with the mark? Of course, they couldn't resist the pressure. As Christians, we need to always remember that God's word is not a lie. So when it clearly warns about the coming of a beast, we should know that this will happen. The Bible tells us that if anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on their forehead or on their hand, they, too, will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image, or anyone who receives the mark of its name. From these verses, we can interpret it to mean that punishment awaits those who accept the mark of the beast in the end time. However, here is our consolation. God has marked us out. We have received his seal on our foreheads through Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. In phase one of the key significant roles that the Holy Spirit plays in our lives is to write and bind the law of God in our hearts as believers. But then, there's one thing to watch out for. You need to be sure that you are among the saints. That's because, according to the scriptures, many claim to worship Jesus, but they don't keep the law of God. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" The sad reality is that many will hear those dreaded words, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers," on Judgment Day. And that's because they've not served God in spirit and truth. They don't have God's seal upon them. So how do you know if you are part of the saints? First, the saints serve and obey God. Therefore, here is your first question. Do you serve and obey God? What's your relationship with God like in these end times? Hope you haven't drifted towards the things of the world. You need to know where you stand, because God's judgment is at hand. According to the book of Daniel 8, verse 24, the saints are mighty and holy people. Have you consecrated yourself to the Lord? If you truly have the seal of God upon your forehead, you will stay away from all kinds of iniquity. And here, another key feature of the saints: they are men and women of understanding. This means they spend a considerable amount of time with God's word. They study and meditate on it daily. How often do you do this? Also, the names of the saints are found in the Book of Life. They are well recognized in heaven. God knows them by name. You should ask yourself, does God know me by name? That is why you must do anything you can to keep the commandments and have a genuine testimony of Jesus. Do not allow anyone to persuade you into believing that no one can be perfect, and so you live in sin. You are asked to live righteously and in holiness. As long as you can do those two things, you are on the right track. And lastly, The saints endure persecution. The simple truth is that the beast would wage war against God's anointed. He would seek to make them fall or receive the mark. But those who stand in God would prevail. They could keep their commitment to God and overcome the beast. The Bible casts a shadow of what would happen in the end times in the book of Daniel. In Daniel 3, the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar built an image of gold and commanded every nation, language, tribe, and tongue to worship the image when the trumpet sounded. In this part of the story, we can see the image of the end-time beast. According to the Bible, he also craved worship. He would force people to worship him. But something surprising happened. While others quickly bowed their heads to worship the beast, the three Hebrews refused to. They remembered God's commandments in Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5, which says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." King Nebuchadnezzar would have none of this. He commanded his soldiers to throw them into the fiery furnace. You would expect the Hebrew boys to show signs of fear, but they didn't. They were so sure of God's seal upon them and were not ready to break it. Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fire, but God was waiting. He saved them from the tongues of fire. They were redeemed. In Daniel's era, the mark of the beast is the act of kneeling, while God's seal is the refusal to kneel. Today, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Walking in the ways of the world or rejecting God's command shows a man has rejected this seal and has taken on the mark. This is where you need to keep watching as a Christian. You must be ready to stand against persecution. Remember that God's judgment will soon overrule the evil world, no matter how the devil thinks he is in charge. Therefore, ensure that you serve God from the bottom of your heart. This is what God desires. Matthew 15, verse 8 to 9 says, "These people will honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Don't be part of the camp that worships God with their lips. Don't forget that the Holy Spirit seals you. Remain sanctified.
Now I believe for us to say, "Order my steps, Lord," we must acknowledge that our steps can be led or directed by many things. A person's steps can be led by pride. And if you are led by pride, well, Proverbs 16, verse 18, gives us the warning that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, aside from pride, a person's steps can be led by lust. And if you are led by lust, then 1 Peter 2, verse 11 says, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that rage war against your very souls." So let me ask you the question, who orders your steps? Or who or what is leading you? Is it your pride? Is it lust? Is it money or material things? The Bible in Psalm 119, verse 133 says, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Dear friend, can you truly say that you are walking with God? Do you begin your day by calling out to the Lord so that He may guide you? So that He may take your hand and take control and take priority in your decisions, in your choices, and with what you focus on? Who orders your steps? Is God's word a lamp unto your feet? When it comes to the manner in which you walk, or rather, who you are led by, we all should be aware that there is a war between the flesh and the spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16 to 17 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. The flesh is filled with a love of the world, a love of self, a love of pride, sinfulness, and unholiness. But the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, is to walk in a manner that is completely and totally devoted to Jesus Christ." One way to describe walking in the Spirit can be found in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So I encourage you to desire and submit to being led by God. Be led by His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 119, verse 133 to 136. "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. May your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down my eyes, because men do not keep your law." Now, let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would remove any barriers blocking our hearts from being receptive to you. May the Holy Spirit work within each of us to not only comfort and counsel us, but to convict and correct us. May the Holy Spirit guide us to walk in your ways. May the Holy Spirit work to challenge me and help me to conquer sin. Your word in John 14, verse 15 to 18 says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Father, you have given us as believers the Spirit of Truth, and we invite the Spirit of Truth in our lives. May the Spirit of Truth help us to see your word as guidance. May he cause us to follow Psalm chapter 1, which tells us how we should walk in this life. For if we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, if we decide not to follow the advice and example of the wicked, then we are blessed and favored by God. Help us, Holy Spirit, so that we would not stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers, but Instead, may we be led by Jesus Christ. I pray that my delight may be in the Word of God. I pray that my delight may be in God's precepts and teachings. And only in your Word, Lord, will I habitually meditate day and night. Fill me with more of you, God, and lead me. Pour out your Spirit, because it is through the guidance and the intercession of the Holy Spirit that we can draw closer to you, my Lord. May your love and mercy reign. Be my sanctuary, Lord, my place of safety and refuge. We bless your precious name, Lord. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Amen.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.